Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day out there. Guys, don't forget to get your gal a present or a box of candy or some flowers, or you'll be sleeping in the barn. But in the grain steer today, we're lower across the board. March corn down a penny and three quarters. March beans down 2.5 cents. March wheat down a penny and a half. I think the market was a little disappointed. Apparently, the rumor out there is true that the Chinese bought about 500,000 metric tons of corn from Ukraine. That brings their total about 1.3. So that's disappointing, and I think that's what put most of the pressure on the corn. Though we didn't close on our lows, we came back a little bit here. But certainly not very impressive. If we start to close March corn under 374, I think it's a fast track down to 355. Beans down 2.5 cents. We were higher at one point, got up to 99 and a quarter in the March contract. Couldn't take out yesterday's highs and broke 9 cents off of that as the corn started to break. Again, we don't see much out here. It's just a matter of, is there going to be Chinese buying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or not? Is the coronavirus going to expand over the weekend? And it's really affecting all the grains out here. So it's really hard to get a handle on what this coronavirus is going to do. Last week, it looked like it was waning. This week, it looks like it's picking up some steam. I haven't seen any kind of results on any of these vaccines, whether they're effective or not. But the disease keeps on spreading. And but I still believe they've got most of it contained here. But does that mean anything if the Chinese don't buy products? I doubt it does. We need to see the exports pick up. Wheat's been okay, but we really need to see that Chinese buying out here. The weather around the world looks pretty good. We're certainly expecting big crops in South America, and that's keeping a little bit of a Damocles sword hanging over these markets. The USDA issued their baseline projections. No real shockers in that they're going to expand exports over the next through the end of the decade. But production is going to increase as well. And prices should be higher than the last decade, but you'd certainly expect that with a little bit of inflation. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.